This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A Boulder program that protects cash to low-income households says that it's seeing promising results. CPR's Molly Cruz reports.
Elevate started as a pilot program in January of this year. The program has given 200 low-income households in Boulder an unconditional stipend of $500 per month for the next 2 years. According to a report, participating households were better able to pay housing and utility costs, were more food secure, and reported lower stress levels. Elevate is currently funded by federal dollars through President Biden's COVID-19 economic relief package, but with a promising outlook, regulators hope to continue the program after federal funds run out. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Two counties in northern Colorado are set to provide emergency blood transfusions in the field before patients are taken to the hospital. The service will roll out this week thanks to a partnership between UC Health and Thompson Valley Medical Services. It means most of Laramie and Will counties will have access to this potentially life-saving service. The Secret Service is spread too thin. That is one of the findings of a congressional panel that investigated the attempted assassinations of Donald Trump. Representative Jason Crow was the ranking Democrat on the task force. He believes the Secret Service should be moved out of the Department of Homeland Security and become its own department.
And I understand there are arguments against that, but I believe in this instance the mission is a no-fail mission. It just cannot fail. And I think the importance of that requires for it to be separated so that we can actually do the oversight, make the decisions about resources.
Crow says the Secret Service needs to narrow the scope of who it protects. This is CPR News and KRCC.